almost gave up at the BET Awards last night. We'll tell you why.
And did Ben Affleck let his 10-year-old wreck a brand new Lamborghini?
Woo! Also later, I'll be sitting down with Joey King to dish about her new film, The Princess.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Sherry is out today, but we got our girl actress and Real Housewives of Atlanta, Peach Drusa Dora, checking
in.
That's right.
Yes, I'm so happy to be back, y'all, and I am ready to have some fun, all right? HK, what's going on?
Woo, well, all right, last night, the 2022 BET Awards went down, and it was definitely culture's biggest night, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the Bad Boys came out to play in honor of Sean Puff Diddy Combs, a.k.a. Brother Love, who received the Lifetime Achievement Award. It was quite a vibe. And surprisingly, Kanye West, or Darth Vader, as I like to call him now, he came out of hiding along with Kenneth Baby Face Edmonds to present the award. Check out a little bit of Kanye's speech.
He inspires so many of my choices, so many of my life choices, my wife choices.
I mean, he was dressed for wintertime. How hot was it in LA?
That's what I was going to say. He was having Chi-Town vibes. Like,
but the mask was sucking back and forth to his face. Like, please, somebody cut a hole in that thing.
Let the
anyway,
man breathe.
It was definitely a sweet, sweet fantasy, baby.
Hey.
Mariah and everywhere. My bestie stepped out on stage with Lotto to perform the hit Big Energy.
Love that. Mariah was a vibe, y'all. And it was cool that she had the late ODB's son on stage, young ODB. That was beautiful, Brett.
Yeah, I think that was dope, too. And people were like, wait a minute, who is that? Like, they didn't, they've never seen him before. So he looks just like him.
Sounds like him.
I was shocked as hell.
As what?
When Mariah came out, I'm like, Mariah, BET Awards? I was like,
she black, don't do
that. Her performance, honey.
She was with Lotto, so it was a whole
Lotto remixed her song, and she was featured on it, so she came out to show support and love. Kudos to you.
Love
the queen.
Arriba Venezuela también, papá. Ándale.
Gracias. De nada.
Brad Carey's Venezuelan, y'all. Jesus.
Adios on that.
I tend to be a little bit claustrophobic. Did anybody else get claustrophobic with Yeezy's outfit? I thought it was cute.
I couldn't wait to get my outfit like that. It was grand, honey. I mean, when you could come out with gloves and hats and boots and things, honey, in summertime,
that's
cute.
A lot.
I felt like if Kenny from South Park was black, he would look like Kanye West last
time. If Kanye's next album is called Black Kenny, we know where he got it from. Dish Nation, all right? So we know.
Got props.
Oh, Lord. Well, y'all, keeping it moving. It seems the BET Awards sound text had R&B singer Giveon looking crazy. Yes, blame it on the sound text. It's all they fault. He was in the midst of closing out his show with the medley of his songs, and then this went down. Jesus help us.
Remember every time, all these days that feel like you be.
Do you ever love me?
But it looks like Giveon took it all in stride with a bit of humor, tweeting, not BET sabotaging my mic, Lil Nas X, I get it. Because you know Lil Nas X has had some beef for not being nominated.
Yeah. How he gonna
this had nothing to do with that, okay?
How he gonna bring Lil Nas X in on it? Drag him back in some mess, sir.
This will never happen with Mimi's microphone because she sings every note on key, darling.
What do you honestly think happened? Do you think his earpiece went out or it was a technical difficulty with the mic? What do you think it was, actually?
He might have not had that auto-tune mic.
He wasn't in the studio? Is that what you said? There was no dialogue?
I heard nothing that sounded like this song. I'm sorry, but it's just facts to me.
It might have been the same people who ran Sound for Verses.
Atlanta, don't you love me? Ooh, the mic. The microphone. What's wrong with it?
You sound better than Giveon, actually, Chewy. You might need to talk about Chewy-on. Second career, okay?
Chewy-on.
Speaking of tone deaf, which Chewy is not, performances we got into the Verses battle between Omarion and Mario. Were y'all watching Verses?
Yes.
Like 5 hours?
I watched this hot mess.
Yeah,
I did.
A whole hot mess for 5 hours. And now usually artists wait until they finish the show to eat. But y'all, it looks like Omarion and his brother Orion said, screw it. We gonna just have this refreshing little appetizer snack right here on stage.
What is going on here? Okay, Drew, I gotta ask you, Drew. If you were single, would you eat the watermelon right after Omarion? Is this sexy to you?
That is not sexy. Absolutely not. It's COVID. Is it not still COVID, first and foremost? Are we sharing?
I showed up to my bed with my lady with a piece of watermelon last night, and she kicked my ass out of bed. So, okay, no, it is not sexy.
Is she prejudiced? She don't like watermelon chewing?
It's rather messy, actually, sexy. If you get a good one.
I was getting the watermelon juice all over the sheets, and it wasn't a good look, yo. Wasn't a good look.
And I feel like watermelon eating, like, you know, it should be like racism. It should be done in the privacy of your own home. Like, you know,
All right, Ben Affleck's 10-year-old son Samuel got in his first fender bender, y'all. Yep, that happened. Apparently, he jumped into the driver's seat of a very expensive Lamborghini. Ooh. Wow, with the engine running, reversed it, and then backed into another car, y'all. That's what happened. According to reports, Ben had allowed his son into the driver's seat of the car. A representative for Ben told reporters that no damage was caused and all involved were okay. Wow, okay.
No damage was caused. Something happened to the front end of this white car, okay?
Yo, but HK and Drew, would you have let your kid, how would you have reacted if your kids did this in a Lamborghini, mind you?
Listen, first and foremost, I do not even let my 11-year-old just got out of a booster seat. I am still... Oh, okay. I mean, see,
he's
I don't
11?
Care. All my kids are in car seats still.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you hate me. I let my four-year-old ride in the front now because it's like, yeah, you weigh enough. But, listen, I would have fled into the sewers like the Ninja Turtles and just blamed the whole thing on Ezra Miller because you can do that right now, right?
You are such an action figure. Yeah.
But, right. Gary, you also, you have a fleet of cars, yeah. Baby. What would you have done, Gary, if this would have happened to you, if I was driving one of your cars?
Honey, I would have seen that was Ben Affleck. I would have got in that car, baby. Oh, my neck hurt, honey. Call your daddy. Because I would have sure got me a good insurance policy. Yes, ma'am, honey. I would have been in that car, honey.
Oh, who's your daddy?
Lord. Gary would have came out with a whole neck brace, y'all. Yeah. He have a neck brace in the glove compartment.
In the car.
Putting it on.
Totally.
Well, all right, y'all, honey. Moving on to some Atlanta Housewives tea.
Uh-oh.
So, Drew, darling, honey. Now, it seems like the ladies had a lot to say, honey, about you and your workout program, Drop It With Drew, on last night's episode. So, okay, Drew. Mm-hmm. So, why, honey, do you think the ladies were so negative, honey, about it, honey? And, I mean, who worked out the best from the group, first of all?
First of all, I think they just, at this point, we can see. They're always coming for me, right?
Yeah.
Even when there's no reason to. And it's clear. You're seeing that now, right?
Yes.
I would definitely say I was the hardest one working because I do care about my health. And let me say this, because people keep being in the comments. I am not the poster child for fitness. Let me be clear. I am just a woman that had three kids. I want to be healthy. It is a real business. DropItWithDrew.com is working.
Exactly.
What's the problem?
I was going to text you last night because I was so pissed off. First of all, my thing is, regardless if you're the face of it or not, at least you're still with it.
Drew, I did some of the workouts myself, and I gained weight, so I don't know what the explanation behind that is.
You're not following the meal plans. I'm going to have to get you on our meal prep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, Drew, you and Sonya have had your share of ups and downs, but last night you were able to talk about her having a second baby from her husband, and she didn't seem to be happy with your response that she should. Now, are you surprised by her reaction?
Well, first of all, that wasn't the whole conversation.
Of course not.
Of course not, right? Like, of course not.
The beauty of editing.
You said it, not me.
Yeah.
But it was. It was a whole conversation, and she could not give me a reason as to why she didn't want to have another child. So, is it your career? Because you always can have your career. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can have a surrogate, you can adopt. Like, what's the problem? Because if you don't have a child for your husband, you want somebody else to? Why is she even asking us for advice? Because she apologized, and then she said we weren't friends, we were friendly. I think she said on Candy Speak on it, so we were never friends. So why are you even asking me what I think at this point? It's all very weird. But you have to keep watching to see how things unfold. So, that's what I'll say to that.
I saw that's another divorce. I said, another show, another divorce, honey.
Because her and her husband need to get on the same. That's what she needs to focus on, her and her husband, and getting on the same page.
I agree with that.
Up next, is Denise Richards following in her daughter's footsteps and joining OnlyFans? I don't know. We'll have more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. Okay, by this point, Charlie Sheen probably wishes he never heard of OnlyFans, because not only is his 18-year-old daughter Sammy using the site, but now Lord Sammy's mother, former Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Denise Richards, has an account as well.
Wow.
That is right, y'all. Denise has decided to be a wild thing, and you can subscribe to her page for $25 a month. And in case you're wondering if Denise has any co-stars on OnlyFans, she said this: "It's only me on here. I love some suggestions."
Listen, if she plays her cards right, she's gonna make a lot of money on this.
She'll make more money than her daughter because she was in Playboy. So some of these people just want to see her doing crazy stuff like eating food or doing mukbangs. Is that what it's called? Mukbang.
I might get an OnlyFans page. That's cute, honey.
You gonna get an OnlyFans page, Gary?
About it.
What you gonna be doing?
I'm trying to work because I can see by my pool, honey, and do all kind of posts and some
your
water
nose
games.
And playing your ears.
If you get an OnlyFans, but you just shopping and doing like shopping tips, I bet you people would subscribe.
That would be bomb. I would tune. I would subscribe.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so it's always fun to see what some stars demand in their writers, and this one might be a new one. So country singer Jimmy Allen, who's touring with Carrie Underwood this fall, told us one very important thing that's in his writer. Now, he said, "Now, I do have American Eagle underwear, 9 inches, size medium, because I like the long ones. I like to wear brand new underwear when I go on stage, and I always forget underwear and socks. Last thing I want is to be on stage with leather pants on without underwear. It's just not comfortable." Now, there's a lot to unpack there.
It's a lot. I was going to say, I do appreciate the underwear with the leather pants, because it can get sweaty, and then it can have a... I get that part.
Why don't he bring his own?
Yeah.
He don't have his own underwear.
You have the option to put them on when you wake up.
Think about, what's his name? Lenny
Kravitz. Kravitz, yeah.
He never wore underwear, and it just looks so nice just seeing the body shape and stuff.
Gary can't even talk, y'all.
He got all choked up, right?
I mean, but you can't, when you're performing and it's hot, you don't want it sticking to your leg like a Tootsie Roll. Like,
see?
You know what I'm saying? You want to create like a barrier.
Yeah, you need a barrier.
Yeah, because I mean, doesn't it get chafed down like a baby's booty? Like when the thighs rub together, like it
goes,
it's skin on skin.
It can cause a fire.
It can cause a fire. It's friction.
Now, honey, y'all, I know all y'all baby love this part of the show, honey. It's time for...
Trubbing with the Stars.
And first up, honey, we have Miss Kendall Jenner, baby. Miss Jenner, baby, drop this pic, honey, where she's ripening her peach, honey, in the sun. So, what y'all think, honey? This is a third trap or what?
She's probably on kind of a private yacht where she didn't think she would get photographed, but unless y'all think she got this photograph taken.
No, she did, honey. She got it taken.
Oh, you think so?
This is what they do.
Exactly.
They have built an empire off of
exactly.
But to be able to lay there naked like that and not be worried, that's a great thing.
Right.
But it's a thirst trap.
I don't like mayonnaise, so...
I
don't like
mayonnaise.
Okay, Chewy, this one is now for you, bro.
Yes.
Okay, your girl Lupita Nyong'o dropped this video shaking her booty to the song "Yes, I'm Cute," which was also her caption. And Chewy, now you join the chat with your comment.
I did.
And I'm about to ask you right now today, all right, on stage, let us all hear you recreate that right now.
All right, I said, yes, very.
Okay.
He meant that.
Now that we know what Chewy thinks, thank you for that. But what about the rest of y'all? Like, was that a thirst trap?
Not at all.
You don't think she's trying to get her one?
Lupita Nyong'o is a perfect, she's perfect, y'all. Like,
she's
that woman is flawless.
And the bathing suit's not cute. They're not even cute.
Not even cute. I would holler at her in the tethered version of herself from Us. Like, you know, like, she got it going on, yo.
No, don't do it, puppy. No.
Well, up next, I'm chopping it up with Joey King about her new movie, The Princess. You don't want to miss it. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, welcome into Dish Nation. We have Joey King, a princess like none other, who has a brand new movie called The Princess. Peace and love, yo. How you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Yo, I am very excited for the world to not only see this movie, but to see how amazing of a job that you do in it, man. Who knew that you could kick so much ass?
Not me. I'm telling you, I surprised myself with this one.
Well, for those who haven't heard anything about the movie but only know the title, what makes this princess different from other princesses?
Well, one thing that I do love about this princess is that early on, we understand that this princess does not need a prince or any man to save her in the situation. She is so well-trained. She is so confident. She knows her stuff. But my favorite thing about this movie is obviously how action-packed and how fun it is. I mean, there is so much going on. There's so many amazing fight sequences in this movie. And the princess gets really, really hurt along the way. And I love that because, you know, it's not an action movie where our hero is invincible and just powers through with no problem. She gets really beat up and she questions her own, you know, her own confidence. She doesn't know if she can do it, but she comes out on top.
Now, when you think about it, like what fictional or real princesses could you count on for backup? You know, so you could channel their inner badasses if you needed to in real life.
That's a really, really good question. And like, honestly, I have to be totally honest with you. I haven't seen a lot of the Disney princess films that we all know and love and grew up on because we kind of just like picked from a very particular DVD bin when we would go to the store when I was a kid and none of the princess movies were in there. We were only allowed to pick from the $5 bin. And so all those other princess movies were more like $13, so I never saw them.
You mentioned in an interview a few months ago that you had a Sims addiction. Are there any other addictions that you have, Joey King, that you would like to speak of?
Well, I will say I haven't played Sims in a very long time. I was definitely addicted to Sims as a kid. I would spend like 10 hours a day on the computer. Any addictions that I have now? I mean, I'm heavily addicted to coffee. I definitely need that every day. So that's probably my number one addiction at this point. And bread. I love bread.
Well, based off of what I saw you do this weekend, I feel like you can take any piece of bread, weaponize it, and beat someone to death with it. The movie is called The Princess. If people want to follow you or find out where and when to tune in to watch it, where can they go?
People can follow me on Instagram if they want. It's at Joey King and TikTok as well.
Well, there it is. Well, yo, can't wait for everybody to see a new type of princess who kicks butt and takes no prisoners. One time for the one, the only, Joey King. Appreciate your love.
Thank you.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back! Hello, y'all. One Twitter user is still recovering after trying to come for Cardi B's baby girl culture. Ooh!
Wow.
So this troller tweeted, "Your daughter is literally autistic and you're on Stan Twitter instead of making sure she's not sticking her finger in outlets."
Whoa!
Yikes.
And in true Cardi B fashion, she clapped back with, "My daughter is not autistic, and you can't call her ugly, so you have to diagnose her with something. Go play in traffic."
Oh,
nice clap.
That was so good.
Yes. So like what y'all think? Did Cardi put her in her place?
That place should be a grave. Absolutely. Like, you should talk about people's kids.
Exactly.
Like, yo,
kids are off limits.
A special place in hell for you if you come after people's kids.
I don't think she put her in her place. First of all, I would have not even acknowledged the number one. Mm. And yes, you could talk about people's kids if you put your kid out there on this planet, and we got a right to say what we
and
think.
And we have a right to defend them as well.
No,
Drew, speaking of no. You are Mama Bear. Have you ever had to clap back at somebody for coming at your baby?
Listen, honestly, what I've started to do when I do post my kids, I turn my comments off.
That's fair.
Like, okay. That's kind of smart.
Because I'm going to go in and I'm going to go to jail.
That's
a good idea.
That's a good idea.
On this episode of Dateline, Drew Sidor.
Not Dateline.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.